chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 1 hour of power, fun, and inspiration, and all kind of information. I'm telling you, we are excited about today. Every Wednesday, we look forward to joining with you, our favorite listeners and our biggest supporters all over the world. It's just such a blessed day to be a part of your day. Well, listen, it's Wednesday. It is December the 12th. Oh, my goodness. How many more days? 13 days until Christmas. I can't believe it's almost the end of the year. I'm just in shock at how fast this year went by. And boy, have I got testimonies and have I heard so many challenges along the way this year. People have really been going through heavy hits and things like that. And the world itself has been going through so much turmoil. But we have made it, you guys. We are making it through 2017 to live to see another year. And so for this, I am forever thankful. But let's just get on to the weather. Today in DC, I can tell you it is freezing cold. It's reminding me of Detroit, where I'm from. Right now, it is 27 degrees and got the nerve to be sunny, but it doesn't feel like it's no sun out because the wind is blowing our socks off. It is cold. 33 degrees, 27 degrees right now. Our high is just 34 degrees, and we won't even be getting that until 3 o'clock p.m. In Detroit, I won't complain. I'm from Detroit, so I know what 20 degrees feel like with no sun there. It is actually snowing there in Detroit. 20 degrees is where you at right now, and your high is only 23. But I know that 23 and that 20 feel like 10 below zero because I've been there. I know what it feels like. Richmond, Virginia, you are 31 degrees and sunny. Your high is 38. And we got Jacksonville, Florida. Wow, sunny, and you are 48 degrees. I don't think I've ever been to Jacksonville, Florida at no 48 degrees. But your high is going to be 57 degrees. My sunshine state. I love me some Jacksonville, Florida. Dallas, Texas, you are 51 degrees. You're high and you're sunny and your high is going to be 72. That's where I need to be. London, you know, I love me some London. Rain right now, 48 degrees, and you are going down in temperature, actually. You are going all the way down. Your high is going to be 48 degrees and you're going down to the low 40s. Los Angeles, you are 56 sunny and your high is 79 degrees. All right. I love me some a lot around the world. I love the weather that you guys are having, some cold, some sunny. But you know what? That's what makes the world go around. Let's give some love to my sponsor, one of my sponsors, Salon Dewan. My hairstylist here in the DMV, Dewan. She has her own products for all kind of hair needs. If you got damaged hair, you need to go check out Salon Dewan. Her name is Dewan. You need to check her out. She's got products that will help your hair get strengthened to grow. If you need bundles, she's got that too. All kind of texture. You can have your silky smooth, your wavy, your tight curly, Brazilian curly, and etc. A luxurious hair by Salon Dewan. All you have to do is give her a call. You can go and call her at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. And if you can't get to her, she can get to you with the Glam Shop Mobile Salon. That's right, the Glam Shop Mobile Salon by Salon Dewan. She can come right to you. Go ahead and check her out. Go on her website, Salon Dewan. That is salondejuan.info. Again, salondejuan.info. Again, our number is 202-802-3098. If you can't get to her, she can definitely get to you. That is Dewan at Salon Dewan. All right, moving right along. I want you guys to go and check out the Chic Shack. This is another one of our sponsors. Love her. The shop is awesome. It's on 8th Street, and they have so many different kind of styles of clothing. They have the vintage. They have new fashions, and it is amazing. Any of the blouses that you have seen, anything that I have had on, some of those long dresses with the hoodie. Oh, my goodness. I've got it from the Chic Shack, and I love it. And you got to go check them out. Again, that is Chic Shack, and you can go on Instagram. That is the chic-shack on Instagram and check them out, okay? All right, now moving right along, we have such a marvelous show for you. Again, my girl, my co-host, and my friend, Gina G, comedian Gina G. You know, she was voted number one in Florida. She is actually joining us again today, our co-host. You love her. I love her. She's coming on, and fashion stylist Jermaine Lockhart, I'm going to come on and join us as well. And also my girl Alicia Brooks, she's coming on as well. So we got a real full show today. Can't wait to get it started. But I want to say some encouraging words to you today. I want to Jermaine Lancaster, she'll be joining with us talking about styles and fashion, okay, today. So I want to encourage you this week. I've noticed that God was just really maturing a lot of us, and I can say this for me as well. We have to remember that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I want to encourage you guys that no matter what you're going through, no matter what forms against you, it shall not prosper. You know, we always want to, really want to fight our battles, or we feel like, you know, we didn't really stand up for ourselves, but the Bible says that the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. Sometimes he wants us to actually all the time, wants us to stand still and see his salvation. If we go and flip off, if we go and react, we're missing the opportunity for God to come in and not only to fix the issue, but to bring conviction that will bring repentance to the opposition. So a lot of times when we come in and step in and try to fix it or try to defend ourselves, we're not allowing God to do what he does best, and that's be our shield and our buckler. He is our shield and our buckler. He's our strong tower. So any situation that we have, we can just go run into him. Or maybe that's not your issue. Maybe you haven't had opposition through people, coworkers, family members, spouse, or family members, your children or whatever. Maybe your situation might be finances. Maybe the enemy is trying to eat up your finances through the cankerworm and caterpillar. Maybe that's your issue. And maybe this week you just decided to surrender it to God. You know what, Lord? I did the best that I can do. Sometimes, you know, we can beat ourselves up so bad, and we can allow confusion to come in and cause us to be double-minded. But I'm believing that God is raising us up to maturity, to whereas we can just surrender every issue to him. Lean not onto our own understanding, but acknowledge him and his righteousness. All of our ways, everything, not just our attitude, not just our emotions, not just our thoughts, but everything. Surrender it to him, and he will direct our path. A lot of times we don't understand that some of the things that happens, that he allows to happen. You know, maybe there was a glitch in our bank account. Maybe there was an unexpected bill that came in the mail. Maybe the IRS found something and you got to prove yourself, or maybe it could be anything. I mean, there's tons of things that can go on in your life that is opposition to what God has promised you. So my thing is that as he's maturing us, he wants us to not relax, but just to really operate in that peace that passes all understanding and submit it to him. Because what can we do but worry? He says, don't worry about anything. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things be in prayer. He wants us to go right into prayer with supplication, with all supplication, and pray without ceasing. Pray and seek him. Pray and surrender to him. Pray and trust him. Pray and have faith. Pray and rejoice. Pray and praise him. Pray and worship him. Pray, pray, pray. pray and pray. Pray and thank him. Pray and just allow the peace to saturate your mind, body, and soul so he can fix it. I'm telling you, I believe that a lot of these areas in our lives are allowed to test us to see where we are so we can see where we are. He knows where we are so we can see where we are so we can persevere. He wants us, if we're not tested, we can't persevere. So we have to allow the testings to prove us, you know, prove his our faith to him, prove our trust in him, and allow him to do the work that he needs to do in us, and also to prepare us for what's to come. The very area that the adversary is attacking you in is the very area where your blessing is coming. I'm going to say that one more time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The very area that you are being attacked is the very area where your blessing is coming. So just remember that when you are being attacked in your finances, thank you, Jesus, for the outpour that you're about to pour upon me that I receive. I celebrate. I mean, start grabbing it in the spirit. Start grabbing your blessings. Start, you know, looking into, you know, opportunities to invest. Start looking into other, you know, missions to sow into. Start looking into, you know, bank accounts, business opportunities. Start looking for, because I'm telling you, the very area, listen, God won't rain upon something that's already saturated. It's got to be a drought. He's going to rain and shower the drought, the dry areas, honey. So just remember that. And then as he continues to shower that dry area and your fruit starts blooming, he's going to keep on showering that fruit. But if it's dry right now, believe God has got a blessing for you. You got to believe it. Change your way of thinking. Start speaking positive notes over every situation. If you're having issues with, you know, your marriage, just believe that right around the corner, your marriage is about to bloom and blossom, and you guys are going to be more in love and more connected than ever. If your children is acting up, just believe that your child is getting ready to, you know, be a professor. He going to be a, you know, a scholar. He going to be a, you know, on the dean's list or whatever. He going to be a professional. He going to be successful. I mean, you just got to believe, call those things that be not as though they were. Why would the Bible say that if it wasn't necessary? Call those things that be not as though they were. If it's not like that right now, believe that that's where your blessing is coming. I just want somebody to catch that right now. Wherever you are struggling, whatever the attack, that's where your blessing is coming. If it's health and strength, keep on striving for health. Believe God for your healing. And know, oh, we was talking about this yesterday in a Bible study meeting that I was in yesterday, and I really enjoyed that. Shout out to Sandra and Christy for inviting me there. It was very refreshing and amazing. I had such a great time with them. And it actually reminded me of what we used to do when I was in Mackinac, Michigan 16 years ago. When I first got my call, it was amazing to sit down, and they had dinner and stuff. You know, I'm vegan, so I didn't eat anything, but they were like, oh, next time you come, we're gonna have some vegan stuff. So they hip to the vegan lifestyle, which was great, and it was just so welcoming and so exciting to be a part of that. And so anyway, we were just talking about that, and we were talking about, you know, how people have illnesses and how God uses them to be such a blessing and an inspiration to so many people, and that's just so much grace upon that situation. But if you're distracted by the illness and the sickness, then it becomes about you and not about what God can do through you that will help benefit and bless so many people. And I've also noticed people like that that were able to do that, and I would look at them and be like, well, how in the world can I complain or feel bad about stubbing my toe, or, you know, I didn't get the groceries that I wanted, or things didn't turn out the way I wanted. Just stupid stuff that we might get an irritated attitude about. How can I say anything when this person is given so much inspiration through it all? You know what I mean? So not only are they blessing those that may be struggling with the same thing that they're dealing with, but they're also blessing people to get them in conviction that'll bring us to repentance. That how can we complain when it could be so much worse? Oh, y'all don't want to hear me this morning. Listen, I want you to be blessed today. That was my 5 minutes of just inspiration for you. I don't get to do it all the time because we got guests that come on all the time. You never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. But listen, I hope you are encouraged. Don't forget, the very area that you are struggling in, the opposition right there where you are at, is where your blessing is about to come. You just hold on and stand still and see the salvation of your Father, doggone it, because the battle is not ours, it is Daddy's. All right, now we're gonna shift gears. We got to get some segment in here of What She Say. Right now, joining me, Gina G. What's going on, girl?
Well, good morning. Woo. What she say, girl? I want to come to y'all today and I want to talk about being an adult and in this so-called best friend that we put on names back when we were in junior high school. Now, as adults, ladies, we got to stop walking around talking about this our best friend. We is too grown to have best friends. Because I'm just saying, I'm not the person that still had, I mean, I may have a few friends from high school, but when you get older, you know, you grow, you know, you may fall out, people have kids, they get married. And me, I don't have that many friends, so maybe that's what my problem is. But ladies, we got to stop saying, oh, that's my best friend. Hey, best friend. When you don't even know if this girl over here is sending passing notes to your husband. This is all I'm trying to say, ladies. We need to be best friends with ourselves. We need to be best friends with our mates. We need to be best friends with the Lord. We got to stop all of this clicky, clicky, clicky going on. Because, I mean, folks are fighting left and right, Dr. Gina, all over the place. Friends falling out. They done stole from their house. Do you know the man done stole? R. Kelly been friends with this man for 25 years, and this man done stole everything out this man's house while he was on tour. I'm talking about the couch, the painting, the washer, and the dryer. So what you say is you too grown to have a best friend. Y'all better figure this life out. You can have a good girlfriend, and that's my girl I've been knowing all my days. But y'all better watch all this wordplay, my best friend. R. Kelly's best friend stole his washer and dryer. Do you hear me, people? Y'all got to wake up. Be best friends with yourself, with the Lord, and with your mate. I'm telling y'all, y'all better call all this out. We dressing twins today, me and my best friend. Girl, you 42 years old. If you don't get out of here with your best friend, Dr. Jean, I guess I'm just done. I'm done. I am done with all of this best friend. What did you say? Yeah, I said it. Stop having best friends. In your 40s.
I haven't even heard nobody say that in so long. I don't even know.
Child, they out here talking about my best friend. They got songs out here. Go, best friend. That's my best friend. Hello. We grown. We got jobs, careers, husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, and children. I'm going to need y'all to let all of that go. We adults now. We can let that junior high school and high school stuff go because people grow and people change. And, you know, sometimes you grow apart, which is okay. Like, I don't talk to my friends every single day. Now, when I talk to them, it's like no time has passed. Now, that is wonderful that you can have that friend that, you know, you don't need to be needy. And, oh, why you ain't call me today? Because I'm at work. That's why I ain't called you today. Some of these friends are so needy, Dr. Gina. They so needy that they don't understand that, you know, you have a life. So you can't really put that title on somebody. We need to be good friends. When I talk to you, I talk to you. And when I don't, just know I still love you. But I'm busy. That's all.
Right. Once you get married and stuff, you know, your kids and all, it's kind of hard.
It's kind of hard to keep up. Yes. But these women out here are serious about these girlfriends and being best friends. You know, we watch it on all the housewives segments. I mean, we even watch it on the little wives or the little people of whatever, Atlanta, Dallas, whatever. I mean, women just want to be friends and have so many friends that it just causes so much mess and drama in your life that you don't need. I mean, what's her name? Phaedra, she got kicked off of Atlanta Housewives. You know, because she made up the lie about Candy and Portia, whatever. But anyway, she said that she feels so much better because she was so stressed out that it was making her physically sick. So, I mean, you got to try to keep up with these women.
What was she stressed out about?
Well, you know, it's always something. You know, with women, you know, it's always something. So somebody said something, and, you know, and behind her back, and then she bringing it to her, and then she really thought she was her friend, but yet she told her business to somebody else. I mean, we're too grown. We're too grown for that. First of all, some of your business need to be kept to yourself, whether you're on national television or not. But for her to be physically sick because of what other women who she thought were her friends have brought stress onto her life, that's just crazy. When we getting stressed out, when we got to go to the doctor in the hospital over some gossip, ladies, look, honey, we need to let these best friends go. That's all I'm saying. Let it go and let God, honey.
Well, what she say? Well, all right, well, listen. Thank you, Gina G, always for the segment. What she say? And we know that she's going to stick around because we got more updates about what's going on in this news. So you got to stay tuned. We're getting ready to take our commercial break. And after these messages, we will have Jermaine Lancaster joining us about some fashion, y'all. Stay tuned. Yes. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey, hey, this is your girl, Angie Stone, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Keep it locked. Got more for you.
Angie Stone, I miss my girl. All right, we got Jermaine Lancaster joining us, sharing with us some of her fashion tips. What's going on, Jermaine?
Good morning, good morning. Good morning to everyone. How are you?
We are truly blessed. So this is Gina G's on with us while I do your interview. So tell me, Jermaine, you are now a fashion stylist, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you tell us, the listeners, how you got started as being a fashion stylist?
Absolutely. It actually started, I know it sounds cliche, but it goes back to a young child. Always being fascinated by models, fashion, Coco Chanel. She was a person that I always looked up to. But the modeling, it didn't work out quite the way I had anticipated or hoped. But, you know, what we have in store, what we think as far as dreams or whatever, it's not what God has in store. So fast forwarding, the modeling didn't work out because I wasn't tall enough, but the passion for fashion never, you know, went anywhere. So as you know, you go through life, you grow through life, and you know, as women, we go through things, and a lot of times the things that we go through, we don't really want to look like, you know, the things that we overcome. So in the trials and, you know, the things that I've overcome, I sought to dressing myself, you know, so that I didn't look like those things that I was going through. So from that posture came as God was dealing with me while I was growing through the experiences that God was taking me through and helping me to understand that I wasn't going through those things for no reason, but he was posturing me through those circumstances in him. So we as women and as a body of Christ, we need to focus not so much on what we're growing through or going through, but that God is in control and it's a greater purpose. So from that posture was born.
Okay. So tell everybody about the business exactly. So what exactly are your services?
Absolutely. We are a style consulting closet organization, personal shopping firm. We look forward to presenting merchandise in the future, but right now we're focused on helping women to, again, not just women, but women and men, to focus on the outer appearance. And a lot of times when we feel, you know, bad, when we dress up, it encourages these things. So it's a personal shopping firm that focuses, like I said, on children, men and women, anything from your date night to stepping out a major event, especially now with the Christmas season, New Year coming around. A lot of people are looking forward to dressing up. So the services, if you're not into it, you don't have that desire to go out and shop, we'll do that for you. You just let us know what your budget, what the event is, and we will go out and take care of all of that.
Okay, well, that is give everybody your social media information and where they can find you and reach you.
Yes, ma'am. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and YouTube as well. We have a website at posturedc.com. We can be reached at posturedc@gmail.com. And the same website information as far as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Please forget.
All right, Gina, do you have any questions for Jermaine Lancaster?
Well, Miss Jermaine, I do have a question. Now, they always do the work before the happy hour look. What would you suggest for me to throw on just a little something extra after work and I'm trying to go and catch this 2-for-1 special?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I mean, I've enjoyed a timeless fashion, so I feel like the simplistic view is best and is suitable for all events. So even if you have on a dress, throw on a blazer, throw on, you know, pull your hair back, or, you know, switch your lipstick. It's the subtle things that will change the entire outfit. Even if, you know, you have on some pumps at work and, you know, you're stepping out, you might have some shoes, some boots, whatever, in the back that will change the whole entire look. So you went from, you know, working professional to that sophisticated casual. It's not as, you know, long and drawn out or thought out as it has. It's just the simple things that will change one look into something totally different.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you so much, Jermaine L. Lancaster, for joining us today on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I just pray that your business flourishes and grows, and God will bless you with many, many, many open doors, elevated clientele, and et cetera, et cetera. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you and your business. And tell everybody the name of your business one more time.
Thank you so much. Yes, the name of our business is Postured, like Postured in Christ. And we are based out of Washington, D.C.
All right, D.C. Love, D.C. You know, we got to represent on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We do Florida, Detroit. We got to represent DMV now. That's where
absolutely.
I'm at.
All right. Absolutely.
All right, Jermaine, until next time, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you again soon, okay?
Thank you all. God bless you all.
God bless you. You were great. All right. Listen, we're about to shift in gears talking about business. We're going right into 5 minutes of branding you with Alicia Brooks. What's going on, Alicia Brooks? What you got for us today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. You know Gina G's on with us.
Hey, Miss Alicia.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
What you got for us, girl?
Well, since we are going into 12 days of Christmas, I thought to do a theme of 12 days of marketing principles.
Okay.
And I wanted to talk about number one is share valuable content. Your content should be relevant to your brand and your brand message. Number two is don't just promote. You cannot just promote yourself and your business. Everyone does not want to come on to hear you rant and rave about what you have going on. You want to give content, but also promote. We all heard of the 80-20 rule, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, 80% content, 20% promotion. Number three, post what you want to read, not what you think people want to read. Don't post that garbage. The world has all this stuff going on, but you promote what you want to read in regards to your brand, your message, your vision, whatever that looks like. Then you want to create titles that grab attention, the attention that pushes them to do something, to take action. 5 steps to do this or 10 steps to do that. You want to engage them in your title. Then you want to look at understanding the value proposition that you bring. You bring value to people's lives, whether it's a consumer or whether it's an actual business or a church ministry, you bring value. So what is that value? So you want to communicate what that value is to them and continuously put it out there, what you actually do for them and what you can do for them. Can you save them money? Can you save them time on something? Whatever that is, show them that you bring the value. Number six, make followers feel important. You have to engage with them. And that goes into number seven, but you have to make them feel important. If they say something to you or they give you a compliment or whatever, don't just ignore it. Show some love back. Tell them thank you. You know, people want to feel appreciated. And when someone takes the time out to either give you a compliment on social media or do something, you should take the time to say thank you because they did not have to do that. All right? Mm-hmm. And that goes back to your personal brand. That's just, you know, branding 101. Then you want to give back to your community. Your brand, your business should have some kind of tie back to something in your community. It's social responsibility. Like for me, mine is domestic violence and the Mental Health Association. You hear me talk about those things all the time. And so you want to find something you can give back and you connect your brand to. That's going to be, could possibly be newsworthy where you can actually do events with them or co-brand or co-events or whatever that looks like for you. Plan that out. But find someone you can give back to. Number nine.
Yeah, I thought you was on eight.
Eight, okay. Be personal where appropriate. We've seen a lot of stuff going on with sexual harassment and all that kind of stuff going on. Be personal where it's appropriate. Don't put things out there or say things that are not going to help your brand. Otherwise, you're going to have to go back and do some reputation management, which you don't want to do. So you want to be personal where it's appropriate. And then promote your social media. If you get a chance, you know, always put it out there at least once a week to out there. It's like, hey, follow me on here. Follow me on this. I'm about to do this. You know, promote your social media channel. But you have to be in the right channel for your potential clients where they're going to actually find your best content at. So you want to promote your social media, but not overly promote. That goes back to number two when I said don't just promote yourself. But you do want people to find you and follow you, so you have to be out there. And then sell your lifestyle. What's the lifestyle that you bring to others, but also sell your own lifestyle. Show what you're doing. Be personable because people want to see who they are connecting with. Nowadays, it's all about relationships. I say that all the time. So you want to sell the lifestyle that you bring to them and also your lifestyle. So a lot of people are in the day of the life of whatever, and show them what it is you're doing behind the scenes. People want to get engaged with you on that. And then number 12 is maintain a consistent presence. You cannot just post once a week and expect to get all these followers. A lot of times you see all these people buying followers. And if you see somebody that has all these thousands of followers and they're only following 100, then chances are they bought the followers. You want to have those followers that are truly authentic ones, that like what you say, they like what you do, and not you just, you're not buying them. They actually want to hear from you. So you have to maintain that consistent presence out there, posting content that's informational, that they want to hear, but also being consistent in not just posting, but also if someone poses a question in a group you're in, you know, show up, take a minute or so to respond to that, and be consistent, because if you do something one time, people are going to forget you. So you have to stay out there and stay relevant. That's the key, staying relevant, having a brand that is relevant. And then I'll give you a bonus. Look at creating and experimenting with new content, kind of like step out the box for 2018. It's time to do something different. So break out the box of your little small corner of where you are. Go into new industries, go into new places and meet new people and do different things that's going to stretch your brand. Because if you stay small, you're going to receive small. And that's my 5 minutes for branding or marketing for.
This is my thing. That was good stuff. This is my thing with it. It seems like, and I could be wrong, but I'm trying to, you know, always be connected with the audience. I feel like it's so overpopulated now with everybody trying to brand themselves and market themselves, and everybody's an author and everybody's doing this and everybody's doing that. How do you be set apart? That's the thing. You know, when you got all of these, you know, you got all of these rappers out here, you got, and it's great. It's great to see so much talent. It's not that it, you know, it's a bad thing, but I feel like the buying is more like a seller's market than it is a buyer's market. So how do you perceive that this will, you know, flip at some point? Because I guess I'm kind of seeing it in the real estate market industry, where you got 1 year, one season, it's the seller's market, and the next season, it's a buyer's market. Everybody's buying. We need more buyers right now. I'm just so saturated mm-hmm. with everybody's doing something now, stepping out there, that people are confused about what book to buy, what, you know, mm-hmm. what this DVD to buy, what, you know, what rap group should I listen to? I'm confused for them. I don't, you know, how do you set apart to make it all, when is it all going to make sense? How does the marketing and branding people foresee this flipping?
Well, first of all, with billions of people in the world, you cannot worry about what other people are doing competition-wise. You do what you're called to do. You do what you are supposed to be doing and not looking at what everybody else. Those people who, if you put yourself out there, whether it's a book, whether you're a speaker, whether you're a rapper or a singer, whatever, you put yours out there. And those people who are attracted to you and who are supposed to be in your tribe will find you, and they will like you, and they will find what you're trying to do and what you're going to be speaking or what you're going to. They will find you. Those people who are attracted to you, who are supposed to be in your tribe, that's who you're actually going after. You're not looking at competition and what everybody else is doing. Because
no, that's not my question. I wasn't asking, suggesting in a competition way. I was suggesting as something different. What's out there or what's buzzing that could be set up at this point that'll just kind of shake it up a little bit? Since everybody's doing Instagram, everybody's doing Facebook, everybody. I mean, like, what? It's got
to
be something that has shifted, so people won't be so numb to seeing the same thing. It's got to be something exciting popping. I mean, I guess I'm saying like the way Facebook Live ended up taking over Periscope. I mean, you know, not literally taking over their business, but when Facebook had their new Facebook Live, and then, you know, people were able to try to, you know, make video, you know, live shows and things like that. What's coming up? I'm saying, what's to the, maybe you know or you don't, but what is the buzz that may be coming up that has shifted so it could be like, people are not used to the same old, that's all, when you're, for them to be excited about buying products. Because even some of the Grammy Award winners are struggling with people buying their music. So it's really, it is whatever God has for me is for me, but then what is the buzz going on is something different to shake it up a little bit.
Well, anything? Technology's always changing, so... nowadays it's just videos. I mean, people are just doing videos. It's not just content and words anymore. It's content and pictures and videos. It's showing, but I don't know of any new technology that's coming up right now that would take over. But there's new things happening every day. But just really finding where your audience is. And where you
Gina, you know what I'm saying, right? Because, I mean, you're in the industry of comedy and things like that and the Instagram and stuff, and it's a full-time job. You know,
it is a full-time job. What's that to aside from everybody else? Yeah, because everybody's doing videos, you know, everybody is, and a lot of, in the comedy world, a lot of internet sensations are becoming comedians, stand-up comedians. So it's leaving us stand-up comedians like okay, what are we gonna do now? I mean, I don't have all the time in the world to videotape my whole life or, you know, to record like these crazy little videos and stuff like that. That's just not my thing. So it is hard, and like you said, it's not really competing, but it is hard trying to separate, you know, yourself from what everybody else is doing. And I'm just thinking that all of this Instagram fame, I'm hoping that it is just a phase, and that it will revert back to getting, you know, real stand-up comedians who, you know, their platform is the stage. It's not that 60 seconds that you get on Instagram, because anybody can be funny for 60 seconds. But when you get up on that stage and it's them lights and it's that one mic and you got, you know, 5 minutes, 10, all the way to a headline of 45 to an hour, can you deliver? So I totally understand. And right now, I mean, I try to do a little video here and there, but I'm like, this ain't me. I look crazy up here, you know, trying to come up with something to do. And I'm out here spending money to come up with something exciting to film just for Instagram. And I'm, you know what, I'm not going broke trying to make everybody else think that I'm out here doing something.
And basically what you just said, that was a good point. It's probably going to take a lot more money, because even with like marketing now with radio and stuff, it's so expensive now to advertise. The advertisement has gone up on regular radio. Syndicated radio is even higher. And it's just a lot, you know, a lot to get your stuff out there. But I believe, you know, I mean, and going back and reverting back to, I guess, Alicia's original, not with the competition, but just the fact that whatever, when it's your time, it's just going to be your time. So you just got to be consistent. You just got to be consistent in whatever it is that God has you do. And when the time for your light to shine, you know, brightly, it will shine brightly. Mm-hmm. But just be, I say, you know, to the listeners, be consistent in what you have right now. And every opportunity that he presents before you, just walk through it and let him do it. Because there's probably no other way. But, you know, you do wonder, you know, like, you know, what's the buzz now? You know, but it is, everybody's talking about video. People want, you know, they want YouTube.
Video.
They want, so, and I, you know, I don't even... Yeah, and even with us trying to get, you know, what we were trying to get together, it's very pricey. I mean, you need investors, and then if you get an investor, it's like, well, you know, what's they're gonna ask the same question about you. They, you know, about, well, I want to invest, but what, you know, we get in and invest, and you, it's gonna be different from the next person because they want to make some money back. You know what I'm saying? So it takes a lot of cash. It's gonna take. I believe that's the answer. Money.
I do too. It was only one way through the Underground Railroad, so we just gonna have to keep on going until we see the light. It's only one way through.
We about to shift gears, girl. Tell everybody where they can reach you.
You can find me on all the regular Twitter, social media, Pinterest. Instagram, Brandiqua U, or Elisha Brooks, and I'll be there.
All right, thank you. It's always a pleasure. Until next time, this is Elisha Brooks. She's going to be checking back in with us next, I guess in the new year, in 2018, with some more tips for you for branding you. All right, Elisha, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Elisha. You're welcome.
All right. All right, Gina G, what's going on in the news, girl?
Ooh-wee. It's too much news. Well, first of all, I want to just say Alabama did show out. Do you understand me? Alabama showed out. 90% black vote got the first Democratic, party in the last 25 years. Doug Jones, honey. We went out and voted. 96% black. I don't know about the other 4%. We ain't going to talk about them. But I'm just going to say 96% of us said we need to get up out here and vote. And they did. A Democrat is now. I mean, I'm just really excited because, you know, they always talk about how the African-American community, we don't get out and vote. And if you want to see a change, go out and vote. And I'm going to tell you, this right here is evidence that if we get up, get out, and do something, we can make some changes. And we did. So I'm really excited about Alabama, but they showed out. They really, really, really did. You already know, they coming out every day, every week. Somebody else didn't put their hands on somebody else when they wasn't supposed to.
Who didn't put their hands on somebody else?
Well, you know, we got Dustin Hoffman, which is one of the newest ones. You know, my man from Rain Man and Tootsie. I mean, just one of my favorite actors of all time. You know, he's been allegations against him with, you know, touching. And actually, I think they have a picture of him with his hand. He caught red-handed. He got his hands on this lady's breast, honey. I'm talking about right on it. And in the picture, you can tell that she was maybe in the middle of, you know, putting his hand down. But, you know, back then, them Polaroids, honey, once you took one picture, it ain't no going back and deleting that thing. That thing was coming out as it was. So, you know, people are trying to question her, but you can kind of tell on the picture that she was in midway of, get your hand off my breast. But, I mean, hey, you know, it's pretty much her word against his, but you know, they coming out. They are coming out. These women are speaking up, and they're brave. I do want to, you know, just send that message that if you've ever been, because I've been sexually assaulted and harassed, and I think I handle it different, you know. Me being from growing up in Inglewood, I'm ready to cut anybody that want to try me. So just, you know, it may be different from other people, but from Inglewood, California, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm snapping. I'm looking sideways. I'm clapping. I'm calling the homies. I'm doing everything I can. But I guess, you know, some women are already activists.
I think as women, too, we're going to have to be very careful. It came to me earlier when we were earlier on in the show that, you know, some of us women have very flirtatious tendencies without being aware. It's just something we may have just been born with or picked up.
For
you
women.
Know, some of us are a little touchy when we're talking and our giggles, you know, you might put our hands you know, brush their shoulder and and you know and child or man or boy or whatever, and you know we don't think nothing of it, but they're thinking, yeah, she liked me.
She touched my
arm, and yeah, she put her hand on my forearm, or she tapped my hand. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but these men need to pass.
Every guy is feed to that. You know, they might be like, okay, she's flirty, and they'll kind of like, you know, not feed into it. But then you got some brothers, and you know, all colors. You know, all they colors. Might see that as a sign of, oh, I can probably get her. You know, right. So. Even, it may not be nothing to you as a female, and it doesn't give mm-hmm. any man the right, and please don't send me emails, y'all. I'm right. saying it don't give them the right to do That's any right. enforcement, you know, or right. shame you or bring, you know, embarrassment to you. No, mm-hmm. but just kind of just for extra caution. And it's sad that we've come into, you know, this time, yes. but this is going on for a long time. That's why God is yes. showing us that it's going all the way back years ago. This ain't nothing mm-hmm. new. It's just being exposed right now.
Exposed
and it
now.
Can happen
yes.
in the pulpit. It can happen yep. in the boardroom. It can happen yep. at your school. It can it's everywhere. It's just not in it's politics crazy. Or, you know, a fabulous, a glamorous job. It could be, you know, at the local brewery. It could be...
I'm telling you. I had someone try to catch me in the break room.
It could be anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I had this Haitian guy try to kiss me in the break room. He closed the door. I'm washing my dish. He closed the door. I turn around. This man is right in my face. And I was... And he was, I'm Haitian. I get what I want. Excuse me. I pushed him so hard, he fell all into the trash can. That's what women, y'all need to, we got to start taking some extra classes or something, or going to Inglewood for a week and learning how to just fight these men because.
You got a little Asian in your eyes. I saw a little bit okay. of Asian.
These men get on my nerves.
He thought you was Judy with the Asian eyes, you know, Judy.
I guess so. I guess, honey. Becky with the good hair, but you better back up off of me. Ladies,
yes.
you gotta just
you
know be careful about the position, huh?
Did you handle that?
I sure did. I pushed him all into the trash can. He almost fell all the way inside. Yes, he did. I told him, "Do not try me. That I am not the one." And it's like, you know, it's sad that we have to make that standard, like you said, but we really have to put that barrier. You know, give those church hugs or just shake hands or give dap. Now we can't even be. You know, our feminine selves anymore, and it's very, very. I mean, it's heartbreaking, but it's, you know, I think we also have to just be careful of what positions we put ourselves in as well. Just, you know, stop being alone with men that you don't know. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just stop, you know, putting yourself in these type of situations where you don't have anywhere to turn to. You know, you don't have anyone watching to say, "Hey, I saw that." You know what I mean? Like Drake at his concert a few months back, you know, he caught this guy in the audience who was, you know, groping girls. And he actually stopped his show and was like, "Hey, if you touch another woman in here, you know, it's going to be a problem." So it's like that was somebody saving those women because they were able to see. But you're going on auditions and you're doing table reads and, you know, you're doing all this type of stuff and you're alone with these people, especially in Hollywood, and going to their homes. That's a clear sign of, you know, just know that I'm gonna touch you when you get over here. It's kind of like they have power over you at that point, so they think they do because you're kind of in a alone setting where nobody is around. So, ladies, we just have to be, you know, mindful of what we're doing and what we're the aura that we're putting out. But you know, Mario Battili from The Chew, the little yeah. chunky one with the little red beard who's up there making all the scrumptious dishes, honey, yeah. he's been found too. He has been, he stepped down, he didn't got fired, they didn't let him go because he didn't touch on and sexually harassed on women too. So ladies, you never know. Watch it. Why they making you steak and eggs?
On the chew?
Yes, honey, the little heavy set one with the beard. He's kind of like a
kind of
redhead.
Mario from
yes.
Italy.
Yes, honey, well he's feeling.
I mean, he's not from Italy,
women.
But he likes Italian food.
Well, he's feeling on women from Philly. Whatever he's doing, he's feeling on them. And they, he didn't have to step down, honey. And so you just got,
oh
you
my
never
God,
know.
That is horrible. Well, listen, you know, we know that that's going on. And everybody, we gave you some practical things that you can do, which, you know, I pray mm-hmm. that you actually do it because it'll help protect
yeah.
you. In the long run, and then you know, it just makes this division. This is all the adversary do
yeah.
is just division, somewhere or the other. Either it's greed, competition, or lust. You know, it's always something. But anyway, I wanted to tap in about, because we only got a couple of seconds, I wanted to tap in about that little boy that was being bullied and the mother was found out that she was actually getting money from folks.
Child. Let me tell you something. Kenan, that's his name. And honey, he sat up there. Now, I don't know if he asked her to do the video. They claim that he asked his mom to record this video. But for her to exploit her son in that way, do that video, and then she didn't want anyone to be his friend. She wanted people to send money. She had so many, you know, celebrities come out and say, well, we want to bring him to our concert. You know, we want to make this guy our friend. And she was actually saying, no, what you can do is send money to this GoFundMe. And she did this to this
kickboxer. She don't want to go to the black concerts. I heard that they don't even like black people.
No, and she got she's racist. She got the Confederate flag. And she says all that was a joke. She told this one fighter when he asked her to come, you know, he wanted to take her son or whatever, she told him no, and he said he was going to exploit her. And she said, well, what happened to us whites sticking together against the predator? Now, I don't know about you, but I done seen the movie Predator, and that thing was black and ugly. So I just want to know who she's talking about. Because I don't know who the other predator it could be besides black people. So this woman has exploited this little boy, and we feel bad for him. But then we don't know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? He could be calling, you know, kids at school the N-word. You know, so this is why he's getting bullied. And they actually,
we don't know. Yeah, because we're still hoping that he's not in on the cahoots, you know what I mean? So it's safe to say, his mother, but I mean, you know, I don't know how far the apple done fell from the tree, and we don't know. But just, you know, what it showed is that we will come through as a culture. We will come through no matter what, white, black, green, and that I loved. Mm-hmm. I love that.
But let me tell you.
On that level, and that we will reach out when somebody is in need. So listen, thank you so much, Gina G, for all
You're
of the
so
news
welcome.
And your What She Say segment. You know, I love you on here too, Gina's. What they gonna do with us, girl?
Well, I don't know, but they better watch out. 2018, we taking them strong, Gina.
Tell everybody where they can find you. The number one female comic in Florida. Tell everybody where they can find
you. You can find me on Instagram, Gina G Too Funny. That is the number 2 on Instagram. And it's Gina G T-O-O Funny on Facebook. And I'm just excited. 2 Ginas together, baby. We better watch. It was such a pleasure seeing you this week.
Gina. I had so much fun. I did.
Good.
And you know what? I'm gonna call you as soon as the show is over. I gotta send you some books because you gotta give it to Tight Mike. Is the owner of that network, that radio station, WNYF?
YF, yes. Yep, WNYF, yep. Tight Mike's Morning Show with CC and Marcette.
I got to send her some books because I didn't have any more to give her. So I'm going to send them to you so you can give them to her. If you can check her out on Tyke Mike's Morning Show, you can go on the app. And what is it? Do you know the information, Gina G?
Lord, y'all better leave me alone.
She just started. But anyway, we're going to get that information to you so you can go ahead and tune in to her on Fridays on Tight Mike Morning Show. That's all you got. Tight Mike, Google it. Tight Mike Morning Show and find out where you can go ahead and be a part of that. We're going to get ready to go, but you can go ahead and find her on Instagram at Gina G Too Funny.
Gina G Too Funny, yes. Gina G to the number 2 Funny and Facebook, Gina G T-O-O Funny.
All right, you know what I always say, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm always loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next Wednesday, tell a friend, you never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Co-host Gina G, stay tuned next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.